It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And I have to tell you that typically during the winter, I might have 5 or 10 notes for a week. And this past week, just my own notes, I had 47. So things are definitely happening. The hazelbrush, the American and the beaked hazel are probably approaching their peak of flowering right now. I would say the speckled alders, those plants that grow along the edges of wetlands. These are those plants that have the little tiny, like half inch long, look like pine cones. And the plant is deciduous, so obviously they're not a pine cone, but they are pine cone shaped, and they are in clusters of sometimes 2 or 3 or 4 together, and that helps you to identify those trees. They've spent the winter with their male catkins at about 1 inch long and quite dark burgundy in color. And now they are all expanded. I would say that the speckled alders probably are at or just past their peak of maturity for the year. So it won't be too long and those male catkins will start to fall off. Last week on Friday, I believe it was Thursday or Friday, it was just a butterfly day. I saw probably a half a dozen morning cloaks. I saw a Milbert's tortoiseshell. I saw a comma. And I saw probably another half a dozen infant moths, which are, they look like butterflies, but they're actually a moth. They've got kind of a woody brown looking wing, and the underwing is orange and black and stands out quite remarkably when they're in flight. And so there are a lot of those around as well. It's a good time to get out and sort of start looking for those things for the for the butterflies, because there are a lot of them out there. The next one that I expect to see will be the spring azure, a light blue butterfly that is one of the first to emerge from chrysalis, and will be one of the light blue butterflies that we'll see pretty close to this week. I suspect a couple of things this week. One, by the end of this week, by next Tuesday, I would expect that the male catkins will begin to fall off of the aspens because they are fully distended. I would expect the frogs to be in full voice and singing in all the ponds and puddles, and the maple flowers on the red maples should bloom this week or break bud this week. The silver maples, those maples that grow along the rivers, or maybe you've got one planted in your yard, are in flower now, and they will increase in their flowering, and those flowers, those male flowers on the silver maples may actually be falling by the end of this week, and we'll just kind of have to check that out. I had a kind of a unique experience last week on Wednesday. I had gone out for a walk with the dog, and I was riding the bike and the dog was walking or running. She never walks. I stopped along the edge of this little vernal pond, and just quiet, you know, it was a nice morning, a nice day. And the dog dashed into the water to get a drink. And you know how Labradors are, they like to wade in till they don't have to drop their head too much to drink. So it's not like you got to suck water uphill. They just like to walk in until they're chest deep and then they can just open their mouths and it kind of flows in. Well, she was out in the middle of this pond. As soon as she started running into the pond, the chorus frog started to sing, and they sang for about 30 seconds. And then realized it wasn't an influx of females and shut up. And they never called again that day. And that was back on last Tuesday. And it was Friday before I heard them actually kind of calling in the swamps by my house. But now the chorus frogs, those are the ones that sound like a thumb being run down a comb. And the wood frog, which sounds a bit like a duck quacking. and the spring peeper, which is that peeping sound. All three of them I heard last night calling, so you can listen for those. There's a bunch of them out there. I've got a pair of mourning doves that are hanging out at my house and probably looking to build a nest. I've heard of some already nesting further south than here. Mourning dove nests are remarkable for their haphazard construction. I've never seen a mourning dove nest that you couldn't count the eggs from down below. They're that sketchy as nests go. They don't waste a lot of time. Ruffed grouse hadn't really been doing a lot of drumming. I heard some earlier, and then there was a long period of cool weather, that snowfall that came, and they were very quiet. And then on the 16th this past week, the drumming was heard, and as the temperature climbed, the drummer got more and more and more frequent until finally he was drumming less than every 5 minutes. It was pretty steady on for him, and he was definitely getting the word out. I saw my first great blue heron this past week. I know that they've been in the area for a while, but this one showed up at the lake where I live, and got a chance to see and hear that. Ospreys have come back this week. That's it was on the 18th that the first ospreys were reported, and that's about 3 days late. Sandhill cranes, the pair that live near the lake that I live on, and I've seen their young, and I know that they are out there because they go out and eat in the fields. Those sandhill cranes are back. Our resident pair have returned. Fly honeysuckle has leaf bud burst, and that fell right about on the apprised or average date for leaf bud burst for the beaked honey or the fly honeysuckle. The beaked hazelnuts, probably their peak of flower this past week, as I mentioned, that's about 10 days late. And the silver maples, I had first flowers on the silver maples on the 18th this past week, and that was 9 days late. Red-winged blackbirds, 2 days early as far as they're returning. Robins a couple days late. Ruffed grouse, 4 days late in terms of their real drumming. The common loon came by on the 18th and checked out Crooked Lake where I live, and that was 4 days later than the average first sighting of a common loon for me. And the ice went out yesterday on Crooked Lake, and the loons were in. Ice out, loons in. And in some years, I've actually seen them come in even before the ice was completely gone and just come in and settle into the half lake that was open. Tree swallows this past week, 9 days late on the tree swallows. Now, part of that is the tree swallows, typically when they come back, the first place they go is over the rivers and over the open water. That's because there are insects emerging from the water, and that gives them a chance to find something to eat. And then they move out to the fields and trees, or fields and woods. And I had, on the mail route, of course, I would see them along the rivers right away because I drove along the Prairie River for much of my mail route. But I'm not doing that every day, so I didn't see them until this past week. And now that I have seen them, why they're back, and as I mentioned, just a few days late in terms of actually seeing them. First mosquitoes this past week, big and slow spring training. You know, you get a chance to get those big slow ones, and you get a chance to hit some fat ones out, and then you get a hang for it, and then they start learning your swing style, and they start coming in quicker and not spending as much time, and it gets a lot tougher. If you're still killing lots of mosquitoes in the middle of summer, then you are definitely working it just right. I saw my first eastern Phoebe this past week, and that was 6 days late. We're running just a little bit on the late side. Although red raspberry, I checked them yesterday, and the buds were breaking, and that's a week early. Horseradish is coming up, and that's about right on time. Pin cherries are breaking leaf bud, and that was about 9 or 10 days early. I have a patch of trailing arbutus that I've been keeping out of the reach of the deer, because the deer will eat it right to the ground if they find it. If they can get at it, they'll eat the heck out of it, especially this time of year. So I built an exclusion pen so they can't get in and get it. And the trailing arbutus looks very nice and healthy. It's had a little bit of herbivory among the leaves, but it looks really good, although there are no flower buds yet. Hepaticas are blooming. Crooked Lake, the ice went out on yesterday, the 21st. That was 8 days later than average. Northern Flickers, I saw my first ones yesterday. That was 8 days late. I saw a big red-tailed bumblebee yesterday, and that was kind of exciting. I don't know how that related to the other sightings that I've had. But spring peepers, 5 days late. And the wood frogs a few days late. Everybody's just running a little bit late this year. But I think we're going to catch up. Things are coming out pretty good. The aspens, the flowers on the aspens are distending quite a bit and are pretty easy to see. And as I said, I expect that by the end of this week, the aspens will probably be dropping their male flowers. The big tooth aspens, those aspens that haven't shown any signs of life in your yard, if you look closely right now, there are probably some furry buds just starting to come out. And finally, a friend of mine, Doug and Sula Lane, have a summer tanager visiting their house. Now, a summer tanager is a bright red bird. It looks a bit like a scarlet tanager, but it's got all red. The scarlet tanager has black wings and a black tail. The summer tanager is just an all red bird. Typically, mid to northern Iowa would be the extent of their range, but occasionally one ends up, someplace where it's not supposed to be. And if you want to check that out, there's a really nice picture on the KAXE, KBXE Season Watch page of this beautiful summer tanager. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Get outside and check things out. Boy, everything's coming up roses these days.